For those of you watching our YouTube channel, I want to thank you for joining me on the Perry Stone YouTube channel. We are in many months of a series of me taping on location throughout the Holy Land. And for those of you that enjoy nuggets, you enjoy seeing things that are very historic, things that prove the Bible, things that prove prophecy, places where prophecy is being fulfilled, you don't want to miss this series. Now, we're at something called Tell Dan. When you hear like Tell Dan, it doesn't mean to tell as to speak. It is a word used for a mound or a hill where a city was built in the ancient time. It's called a tell. And so this is a gate. What you're about to see is probably the oldest gate in the world that continues to exist, that goes all the way back to the time of Abraham. And when we look at this gate, we see several things. We see, first of all, there are stone steps. These are natural stone steps. They're not cut, that are brought in from the land, and they're laid out and leveled going up a hill. You can see that those are original steps. But the gate itself, if you'll look up there at the top, and they have it protected, because if they didn't protect it, eventually the elements would get to it. But you see these bricks. Now, one of those bricks at one point had rolled off of that wall down here at the bottom, and we were actually able to hold it and look at it many years ago. And so these are bricks that were made out of not chiseled stones, but they're made out of mud. And you have straw mixed in with it and certain elements mixed in with it. You can have little rocks mixed in with it, little pebbles. And they would put that mud in molds, and they would bake that. And that's how that those bricks have been able to exist for centuries. And again, this gate existed in the time of Abraham. Now, we do know that when the kings of the land of Shinar came into the Holy Land, and they went to the Dead Sea area toward the areas of Sodom and Gomorrah and those five cities that are mentioned in the book of Genesis, the scripture says that Abraham's nephew Lot and his family were taken captive by the five kings. And the scripture tells us that Abraham took his trained servants, and if my memory serves me correct, it's about 318 trained servants. And he took those servants and chased those kings and was able to recapture Lot and the men and the people of Sodom and all the goods that those kings had taken. And later in the book of Genesis, you can read where Abraham met Melchizedek, the first king and priest of the Most High God, and brought the people of Sodom and the goods of Sodom. And there he paid the tithe, or the tenth, to the first king and priest of the Most High God, Melchizedek. And this was this gate would have been, in all likelihood, from what we've been told, this is the gate that would have been in existence all the way back in that time frame. And one of the things that I'm impressed with when I see it, especially that brick that fell off the wall that we actually were able to pick up and look at and take pictures of years ago, is it reminded me so much of the story that you read about in the book of Exodus, where the Pharaoh had the children of Israel building treasure cities, and the children of Israel were to bake bricks, and they used mud and they used straw. And of course, Pharaoh became angry when Moses showed up and said, let them collect their own straw. In other words, people collected straw and brought it, and they were trying to tell them, actually, they were adding burdens to the children of Israel, because some of the people did not like the fact that Moses came up, and they said, Moses, now that you're here and you're demanding Pharaoh to let us go, we're his servants, you've made it hard on us. And you read that story in Exodus about the bricks with the straw that were baked that were used in early days. So this is an actual example of something very, very similar to what you would read there in the book of Exodus concerning how that they took and made mud bricks in the very earliest of time. Of course, the city of Jericho, which is called the Tell of Jericho, has the stones that were there that you can see today. But we also found one time some of the big bricks of Jericho that were made with the straw. And you see little bits of gravel that's mixed in with there with the mud and so on. But we've actually held one of those as well. So what is exciting about being at a place like this is you can go to the scripture and you can read about Abraham coming all the way to Dan. And this is called Tell Dan. It was a city back in Abraham's time. You can see a gate that goes back to that time. You can see the mud bricks. You can read about the bricks in Exodus. You can read about or actually see historically where those even existed back in that time. So this is, ladies and gentlemen, the oldest gate on the planet that still is in existence. Now, there may be others that are excavated through time, but in the Holy Land, this is known as the oldest gate that exists in the Holy Land. And it's a wonderful thing to realize Abraham, our father, was actually in this area and very possibly walked the steps that you're looking at here at this gate. Well, thank you for joining me. We're going to keep teaching from the Holy Land nuggets and special things that you're going to be interested in, including some prophetic updates. So be sure to subscribe to the channel, give it a thumbs up, hit that bell for a notification, and keep watching. We want to share something with you. This is Perry Stone. I am so excited to be able to present to you and your family two of the most exciting audio teachings that I have done in many years. Will Jesus Return by 2033? And the special teaching, The Soon Closing Out of the Church Age. Now, I want to talk for a moment and tell you that I'm not predicting the return of Christ in 2033, but I am saying to you that it is the most pivotal transitional date that we have encountered in our lifetime and in modern history. And I'm going to show you why that 2033 is the most important prophetic date in the prophetic cycle. And we're going to talk about God's calendar and God's timing and the events surrounding where we are going in the distant future. I also want to present to you a very special teaching, The Soon Closing Out of the Church Age. The church age is also known as the dispensation of the grace of God, and it will eventually come to a conclusion, Christ's return. Then the wrath of God is going to be globally released in what is called the Great Tribulation. Now, on this two audio CD series, you will discover details on how, why, and when this major prophetic transition will occur. Man, this is a very powerful message. It is filled with fascinating new insight, and it provides keys to understanding soon coming events. Now, you can now get both of these audio CD messages. There are four CDs, 4 hours of teaching for your love gift of $30 or more. We really need your help to keep Manifest on the air. The way that you order this special teaching is by going to perrystone.org and ordering online, or call 1-888-21-BREAD toll-free and order that way. Or you can also write me at Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Now, when you call or write, you have to request offer number PR-138, and it is the special brand new prophecy updates. We're hoping to hear from you, and we just pray that God will continue to bless you.
If you enjoyed this YouTube content, there's an important website you should know about, perrystone.org. Perrystone.org is an essential resource for the latest books, audiovisual presentations, and digital products from Perry Stone Ministries, resources that cover the same kinds of topics discussed in the program you just watched. Stop in and see all that's available at perrystone.org.